This morning on Wake Up with Hope, we have an encouraging devotional message from Elizabeth Talbot from Jesus 101, a special prayer segment with the Let's Pray team,
and a deliciously delightful recipe from the Good Food Kitchen. Stay right here.
Good morning and welcome to November.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
No.
Wow, this year is rapidly, it's rapidly coming to a close. You know, it's unbelievable how quickly it's flown by.
Yes, it is. Wow. But you know what they say, when time flies, it must mean that you're having fun, right?
Yeah.
And we've truly enjoyed spending this time with you every single day so far this year. What a blessing it has been, friends.
It has been great. So friends, welcome to Wake Up with Hope. We're so glad you have chosen to start your morning with us.
And we are still excited to be here with you, and we can't wait to share the love of Jesus with you this morning.
So now let's begin with what happened on this day in history.
On this day in history, in the year 1512, the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel in Rome, one of the Italian artist Michelangelo's finest works, was exhibited to the public for the first time. Michelangelo's epic ceiling frescoes, which took several years to complete, are among his most memorable works. Central in a complex system of decoration featuring numerous figures are 9 panels devoted to biblical world history. The most famous of these is the creation of Adam, a painting in which the arms of God and Adam are stretching toward each other. I think we're all so familiar with that. In 1512, Michelangelo completed this work.
The creation of Adam. You know, the creation of mankind. Humanity, you and I. You know, why shouldn't it be the most famous one? You know, the beauty of God stooping down to create Adam in his own image, with God's own hands. You know, the awe of God taking his time to form every single inch of who we are until we're just perfect. That's amazing. And friends, God has made you just the way you are. Beautiful, magnificent, unique, special, irreplaceable. You are made in his image for his glory. Accept this high calling, friends, today, and marvel in the loveliness of this truth.
Amen. Thank you for those encouraging words. Well, today is World Vegan Day.
All right.
That's exciting. And we're celebrating with a special recipe from plant-based chef Jeremy Dixon of the Good Food Kitchen.
Here is a lovely, fresh spring green salad that you can make at home. Very, very easy. So we're going to start with some seasoned leaves that you can get from the supermarket. We're also going to add some watercress. There we go. Look at that. That's just got a lovely peppery taste. Going to add some rocket. And there you go. You can just see those flavours. Sometimes they're a little bit dry. So you just give it a bit of a spray with a water bottle. And that just kind of brings that lettuce to life. Can't you just see it just come alive with a little bit of water? So on top we want to add some extra colours. Got these lovely sweet peppers. Get some different colours. You can get yellow ones as well. Some purple cabbage, so just finely slice that. And some radishes. These just give amazing texture. And then to finish, we're going to add an avocado on top as well. Some wonderful different coloured tomatoes. And there you have it, a beautiful fresh salad ready for the table.
Alessandra Sorace joins us now as she sings Ask, Seek, Knock.
If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent?
Will he
your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit?
Amen. You know, are you enjoying today's show? Well, inspire someone else and share it with a friend. Or you can visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more inspiring content. In just a few moments, the Let's Pray team will join us to pray. In the meantime, don't forget to check out our YouTube channel. Simply search for Wake Up with Hope and keep up with each one of our episodes. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. We believe our program will bring joy and peace to your life.
It's now time for prayer. 1 John 5, verse 14 encourages us to pray as it says, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." He hears us, my friends. I'm so thankful for that. Right now, the Let's Pray team joins us to lead us in prayer. Let's pray.
Hello. My name is Season Cromwell. I'm one of two hosts for Hope Channel's Let's Pray. And today we're coming together and I want to pray for you. I hope that you're having a good day so far. But even if this is the moment, this is the time we get to come together and seek encouragement bring our needs to the Father. And today we're going to be praying about so many things that are going on economically, health, and physically all around the globe. There are shortages, there are food crises, there's political crises, just so many things happening around the world. And I really want to pray for those things and thank Jesus that He is our provider, especially in the midst of what seems like chaos, because we know that God is not the author of chaos. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I praise You that You are not the author of chaos, Jesus, and I just pray for Your kingdom order over Your people, over Your churches, and over our planet, our entire globe, Heavenly Father. Jesus, I thank You that You are where we can go to, Lord, and I thank You that right in the middle of financial crisis, health crisis, Heavenly Father, food shortages, the things that are going on around the world where children are starving, Jesus, Your word still rings true, Father, that You are Jehovah Jireh. You're not just our provider, Father, but You are the one who sees ahead of time and makes a way. And I don't know always how to reconcile children starving and children dying with the word of truth where it says that you are Jehovah Jireh. But in the midst of my lack of understanding, Father, I know that one does not negate the other, that you are indeed the way, the truth, and the life, and that you see the suffering and the pain and the heartache, Lord. And Jesus, I know that no matter what our circumstances are, your word says that we are complete in Christ, that we lack nothing. And Heavenly Father, it's easy for me to pray that sitting in a comfortable chair, dressed in nice clothing with makeup and my hair done and sitting in a home with air conditioning right now. But Father, when I got sober, it was not easy to confess with my mouth that I am complete in Christ when I was still hearing voices. After I had spent months sleeping in my car or spending time without food and without rest. And Heavenly Father, I pray that this community, whether in abundance or in lack, that Heavenly Father, you would help us to confess the word of truth, not because it feels good, but because Jesus, when we speak the truth about who we are in you and who you are, Jesus, it changes the atmosphere around us. Where the enemy seeks by these crises and these financial situations and the lack of food, Heavenly Father, to get us to speak despair, and Heavenly Father, to become crushed under the weight of these things, Jesus, Lord, we can speak the truth of who we are and who you are, regardless of our circumstances. Your goodness never fails. And Lord, I pray that there would be a fortitude pouring out of your holy people in the name of Jesus, where we would be able to continue to see your goodness, to walk in your word, and Heavenly Father, to know that on this side of heaven or on the other side, you are our provider, that you have not ever left us, forsaken us, or turned your back on us. And I praise you for these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Family, I pray a holy fortitude over you today, and I ask the Father continuously on our behalves to build us up inside and to help us to have courage and encouragement, not only for us in the midst of the struggle and the crisis around the globe, but so that we might be that light in the world for others as well. It is to our Father's glory that we bear much fruit, and that fruit will feed others and produce more fruit. So family, take courage, hang on, help is on the way. God bless you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. I love that time of prayer.
Yes, I do too.
You know, when we return, Jesus 101 will join us to share a faith-filled devotion. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope, friends. We're so happy you're sticking around with us this morning.
It's now time for our devotional thought. Jesus 101 joins us to share a most encouraging message.
We continue with our series entitled Fear Not. We are studying different instances in which God said, "Do not fear," usually accompanied by, "I am with you." And today we're studying Fear Not, United Enemies. When we get so many things one after the other and we say, I just can't handle this anymore. I could handle one or maybe two, but not united enemies against me. So let's go to the book of Joshua, chapter 9. Interestingly enough, something has happened. They had already conquered Jericho. They conquered Ai. And then the Gibeonites, a mighty city next to them, deceives them. They come with old clothing and old bread and old wineskins, and they tell them they're coming from far away to make a covenant with them, a covenant of peace. And Joshua and his people forgot to ask advice from the Lord. And we are told in Joshua chapter 9, verse 14, the men of Israel took some of their provisions and did not ask for the counsel of the Lord. So they made a pact, a covenant of peace, and then they realized that these were their neighbors, which they were supposed to conquer. But now they had already made a covenant, and therefore they became their friends. And that's how they took a detour. You know, sometimes we take a detour because we forget to ask the advice of the Lord or the counsel of the Lord. And in this case, the Gibeonites are now servants of Israel. And one day, the king of Jerusalem, chapter 10, verse 1. This is the first appearance of Jerusalem here in the Bible. And he says, wow, the mighty people of Gibeon were so afraid of Joshua. How can this be if they are such a great city and their men are so mighty? I read in chapter 10, verse 2 of Joshua. He feared the king of Jerusalem. He feared greatly because Gibeon was a great city, like one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all his men were mighty. He says, if these people are afraid of Joshua, then we have to go fight against them for what they have done, making a pact, a covenant with Joshua. And he calls four other kings. So five kings unite. I think this is interesting. You know, sometimes we have obstacles, oppressors, and we say, okay, I can handle this one area of my life. Maybe you lost your job, or maybe, you know, our relationship is in trouble. But then all of a sudden, other things come, and they come in front of you, and you're like, okay, now it's getting a little more dangerous, because if I have two things that are going wrong, two kings against me, perhaps it's not just the relationship, but the job, and then all of a sudden, you get a third thing. Your finances start going down, and maybe you develop an addiction because of what's happening. And then all of a sudden, you feel surrounded. You know, sometimes in life, it's not just one thing. You know, when we say, what else can go wrong? Well, everything can go wrong. And when you are, you know, facing united enemies against you, and you say, well, I can't handle this. I thought I could handle this, but definitely I cannot handle all of this. You know that proverbial person that is with all the plates and trying to hold all the plates, and all of a sudden, one more plate, there's no more room. And you say, okay, I can't. Well, on top of that, the question is, will God still be with Joshua when Joshua has taken a detour, forgetting to ask his counsel? Now, of course, all these kings are coming against Gibeon, and we read here on verse 3, of chapter 10 of Joshua. Therefore, Adoni-Zedek, king of Jerusalem, sent word to Hoham, king of Hebron, and to Piram, king of Yarmuth, and to Japhia, king of Lachish, and to Debir, king of Eglon, and they all made an alliance to come against the Gibeonites. But of course, the Gibeonites cannot fight united enemies, and they are afraid, and they say to Joshua, hey, remember we made a covenant? Yes, we deceived you, but we made a covenant with you, so come and fight for us and with us. And Joshua honors the covenant, even though they had been deceived into the covenant. And verse 6, it says, the men of Gibeon send word to Joshua to the camp of Gilgal, saying, do not abandon your servants. Come up to us quickly and save us and help us. All these kings are against us. So now the question is, will God be with Joshua after the detour? Verse 7, so Joshua went up from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him and all the valiant warriors, and here comes the word of the Lord. Verse 8, the Lord, Yahweh, said to Joshua, do not fear. That's our series, Fear Not. Do not fear them, for I have given them into your hands. Not one of them shall stand before you. He reassures him of the promise of the covenant. He says, yes, it's true, you took a detour, but in the moment you want to do my will, I am with you. You don't have to worry. I am still with you. Don't fear. I'm giving them into your hands. Now, he had had promises from God at the very beginning of Joshua chapter 1, verses 3 and 5. I will be with you, and you know, no one will be able to stand in front of you, and all these things. But was God with him still after the detour? And the answer is yes, always yes. God's love and grace is greater than our detours and our failures. So in the moment you turn to God, God says, fear not, I am with you, I will defend you, I will protect you, I will save you. And from here on, we have this beautiful alternation of God's miraculous acts and Joshua working with God. And it says that Joshua came upon them suddenly, and the Lord brought panic, confounded them, and then Joshua fought, and then God sent hail from heaven, and it says that more people died from the hailstones than those that Israel killed from the sword, because God was fighting for Joshua. The covenant stands even detours. If you have taken a detour, and the moment you turn to God, God says, I am with you, fear not. And God is working miraculous acts on top of everything. At one point, Joshua speaks to the Lord in verse 12, and then he says, "Sand, stand still, and moon, stand still." And the sand stood still, and the moon stood still. And we are told in verse 14, there was no day like that before or after where the Lord listened to the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Maybe today you need to remember that God's covenant is still good for you, even after detours. And maybe you're facing all these united enemies and addiction and depression and job loss and relationship loss. And you're saying, what am I going to do now? Will God still hear me and defend me? And God says, yes, I have made a covenant with you, says God, a covenant to save you. In the moment you ask me for help and turn towards me, the covenant is still good. The covenant is mine for you to save you. So he gives you reassurance. And even if you have taken a detour, he still gives you reassurance. That's why I brought this cross with the sword. God has saved you. He has made provisions for your salvation. And even if you have taken a detour, God says, just stay with me and I will defend you. Don't be afraid. There are some words that I want to read to you from Romans chapter 8, where Paul reminds us that nor height nor depth, this is Romans 8:39, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And I would add there, not even detours, because in the moment you turn to God, even if you're facing united enemies, God says, I am with you. Fear not those united enemies. We live within the context of God's miraculous intervention for us, and he has made a covenant that gives us assurance. So look at the cross, remember what he has done for you, and fear not united enemies.
Amen. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. What a comforting message.
And friends, thank you for spending this time with us this morning. If you'd like to learn more about our program, please visit hopetv.org/wakeup.
And please join us tomorrow morning. We will have another inspiring devotional, music, good food, and an interesting talk on what we'll call the egg dance.
Oh,
very interesting. We will also have other gems, so be sure to join in. And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and would like to learn more, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides and discover what the Bible has to say about so many different topics.
We hope you didn't miss that. Again, that's hope.study for your free Bible study guides. And check out our website. We are sure you will be blessed.
Here at Wake Up with Hope, we are passionate about filling your life with the hope and joy that is found in Jesus.
That's right. Well, we have to go now, but before we do, we want to share with you a Bible promise. It says, so if you are sinful people, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? That's found in Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. You know, our Heavenly Father stands ready to pour out his good gifts upon us. All we have to do is ask.
Amen.
It's an incredible promise. The Creator of the world, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, longs to give us heavenly gifts and shower us with his blessing.
Amen. Amazing promise to start the day. Thank you for spending time with us this morning. We wish you a happy Tuesday.
Let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, today, Lord, how thankful we are to be filled with hope. You've given us so much hope through music, through the devotional thought. Lord, you've given us hope just by bringing a smile to our faces. Thank you so much, Lord, for your incredible love. And we pray, Lord, that as we walk with you today, we will not forget everything that we have received this morning. May it stay in our hearts as we walk with faith and filled with hope throughout this day. In Jesus' name, amen.